Chapter 24. Everyone stared at the man. He was tall and broad-shouldered, his face worn with lines, his dark hair graying at the temples. Lexi could tell he'd been on the job for a while, and he meant business.
What? Of course we killed him.
Floyd broke the silence, sounding almost indignant.
Yeah, we buried him. He was dead. I saw it with my own eyes.
Ron added.
Oh, he was dead all right. It's just that he didn't die from a punch or a blow from a baseball bat,
the man said. Nance fixed him with a steely glare.
And just who are you, anyway?
And how did you find out about this meeting?
Davies added angrily. The man shrugged.
I have my ways.
Davies sighed.
This is Detective Binder of the FBI.
Davies made a round of introductions, and Binder pulled a chair up to the table.
So you knew we were meeting the whole time?
Davies asked.
How?
We're the feds. We know everything,
Binder said importantly.
Our sources told us you were having this soiree, and we bugged the room. We figured no one would open up to us, and we'd have a better chance of finding out the truth if we listened in. Anyway, we just got the full autopsy report back, and Earl wasn't killed by fighting with any of you.
Davy's brows rose.
Well, what killed him then?
Poison. What?
Patty Sullivan's forehead collapsed in layers of wrinkles.
How could that be? He was walking around fine. If he ate something poisonous, wouldn't he have died where he ate it, or at least have been physically sick? It wasn't ingested. It was injected,
Binder replied.
What?
How? Davies asked.
And when?
Jack added. Binder shrugged.
That? We're not sure about. The autopsy revealed traces of aconite in his tissue. It's a poison. We think it may have been injected through a tiny pinhole in his neck. But it's hard to tell, given the condition of his skin. If someone injected him with a needle, why would he be just walking around the neighborhood?
Floyd asked.
Maybe the poison made him delirious or something before he died,
Ron suggested.
He was acting strange. Nope, that's the thing. That kind of poison would kill him pretty much instantly.
Instantly?
Nance chewed her bottom lip.
But Floyd was the last one to see him alive.
Everyone looked at Floyd, who spread his hands.
I didn't inject him with any poison. Did you see any syringes on me? I wouldn't even know how to use one. You wouldn't need to use a hypodermic. Just a prick of a needle with concentrated aconite on it could do the trick.
Binder glared at him.
Do you have a garden? What?
Floyd looked at him like he was crazy.
No.
Why do you ask that?
Nance asked.
The aconite comes from a plant, the wolfsbane plant,
Binder replied.
But we don't think it was Floyd or any of you, anyway.
Oh, well, that's a relief,
Nan said.
So you think it was one of the other people he scammed, then?
Davies asked.
Scammed?
Binder's brows creased for a second.
Oh, you mean that insurance thing? No, that's not why we're interested in Earl. Why are you, then?
Jack asked.
Earl Shute was in the Witness Protection Program. We lost track of him in 1955. When we heard his body had surfaced, we had to come check it out.
Binder squirmed in his seat and glanced at the door.
You see, our department was the one that lost track of Earl, and it's been a black mark on us ever since. We get the crappiest cases, the bottom of the barrel, because of it. Of course, I wasn't around then, but if I could close the case, it might redeem our status.
Witness protection?
Nan stared at Binder.
Why was he in there? Was he some kind of gangster?
Binder nodded. He ratted out his boss, and we put him in protection.
I knew there was something odd about him, Esther Witt said. That explains the way he acted. But what do you need to solve? Nance asked. I mean, now you know where he is and that he's been dead all this time.
Earl testified against the mob boss, Harry Gooch. We think Harry sent one of his guys to kill him, Binder said. A particular assassin who used this type of poison. That assassin has been on our most wanted list for 60 years. And if we could find him, that would go a long way toward raising the status of my department.
You think the assassin is still around? Violet asked. It's been decades. He's probably dead by now.
Maybe. But the mystery is that this particular assassin who has this M.O. disappeared the same time Earl did. I need to find out what happened to him, whether he is dead or alive.
M.O.? Nance perked up. What exactly was his M.O.?
He usually stalks his victim and kills using this poison. But the thing is, he doesn't need to get near the victim. He shoots a poison dart. Then he cuts off a body part and sends it back for proof.
The toe, Lexi blurted out. Binder nodded.
Yep. Earl's toe was cut off post-mortem. We think it was by this assassin.
But do you think the assassin is one of us? Floyd asked.
No, that's the thing. We checked you all out, and you all lived here long before Earl showed up.
Plus, we don't show any of you traveling to the areas the assassin made his kills in.
The assassin would have had a big deposit in his bank account after Earl's kill was verified. And none of you have that.
Well, that's a relief,
Floyd said.
Here all these years, I thought I'd killed a man.
Me too,
Ron echoed. Patty nodded.
As did I. The thing is, very little is known about this guy,
Binder continued.
We call him Blowgun Benny because of the methods he uses. We don't know his real name, and no one has ever seen him. He's been very clever.
Well, I'm just glad it wasn't one of us, Nan said. And we don't have to go to jail.
Oh, I didn't say you weren't going to jail. I just said you weren't going for murder.
Binder leaned back in his chair.
But you're all accessories. After all, you did dispose of the body, and that is against the law.
Oh, dear.
Nance looked at him with wide eyes.
So you're going to incarcerate all of us?
Well, I could. But I might be able to convince the judge to go easy on you, if you help me out.
How can we help you?
Nance asked.
You were all out there that night when Earl died. The assassin was out there too. If any of you can give me information that helps us uncover the identity of the assassin, then I'll make sure you all get off with probation and community service.
Well, obviously, the assassin must have been the stranger, Lexi blurted out.
Stranger?
Nance looked at her quizzically. Then her brows shot up.
Oh, yes, how could I forget? You all remember the stranger that was around the neighborhood back then, right?
The others nodded. Binder's brows shot up, and he leaned in toward the middle of the table.
Tell me about him. What did he look like?
They all talked at once.
Tall, medium,
blonde, dark.
Binder's brows crept higher on his forehead with each person's description.
Well, that sounds like more than one person. But our sources tell us he may have been a master of disguise. Maybe he just changed his look so no one could describe him.
Nance nodded.
That's probably it.
Did any of you talk to him?
Binder asked. They glanced at each other and Nan spoke.
I don't believe so. We all just kind of saw him lurking around.
Where?
On the street and in the yards.
Did it seem like he was stalking Earl?
Now that you mention it, I think he was.
Nan's turned to Patty, Ron, and Floyd.
Don't you guys think he was?
Oh, yeah, Patty said. Yep,
came from Ron.
I'm pretty sure I saw him poking around Earl's yard,
Floyd added.
How long was he around?
Just a few weeks that summer.
Nan scrunched up her face and thought.
It wasn't more than 2 weeks.
Binder pressed his lips together and his eyes sparked.
This could be our guy.
Yes, Nan said. I do believe you could be right, because I don't recall seeing him at all after Earl died.
Is that right?
Binder looked at Patty, Ron, Floyd, and Violet.
Yep,
I didn't see him after,
Patty said. Ron looked at Esther.
I don't remember seeing him after Earl died, do you?
She shook her head.
Nope.
Me either,
Violet said.
Nor me,
Floyd added.
So, you see, we've solved the mystery.
Nans looked at Binder.
So you'll help us avoid jail time, like you said?
No. I said I'd help you if you gave us information that helped us uncover the identity of the assassin. You've only verified a stranger was on the street. That doesn't help us figure out who he is.
Nans bristled.
Well, how are we supposed to help you do that?
Binder stood up.
Give us something concrete to go on, and then I'll think about helping you.
He walked toward the door and had it halfway open when Nans asked,
What do you mean by concrete?
Binder turned.
Something tangible. A clue that leads me to a person. But you better hurry. You only have 2 days, and after that, the deal is off.
And with that, Binder stepped out into the hall and closed the door, leaving them all looking at each other and wondering how in the world they were going to come up with a concrete clue in only 2 days.